Brad, jumping into what we're going to be talking about today, there's a new report out from the Associated Press that says Medicare and Social Security are running out of cash, and we have been hearing about this for so long. First of all, what really is going on? Because we're going to have to prepare for this if this is the case.
Well, it's that story we've heard for many, many years now. We've all known there's that future point in time. We've got a lot of people retiring, so a lot more people that are now taking out of Medicare and taking out of Social Security as they're entering into retirement. And we've heard all along that the work pool is not going to be big enough, so that the money coming in is not going to be enough to take care of those who are receiving it. And they've always been able to put a timeline on when they think the trust fund or that pool of money that's providing those benefits is going to start being depleted and then ultimately run out of money. And the latest news was that Medicare is actually moving up about 3 years earlier than they thought. So now they're saying it's going to be insolvent around 2026, which is really not that far down the road. And Social Security would become insolvent in 2034. And the big thing for Social Security is that this year is going to be the first year since, well, in a long time, in about 30, 35 years, when the amount being paid out is actually going to be greater than the amount coming in. So they're actually going to be tapping into reserves. And we all know that once you start taking out of the reserves, that unless something is changing on the input side, that's eventually starting that spiral to where the reserves are eventually gone. And so that's the big concern, is how are we going to continue to pay these kind of benefits? And I will add one piece of information that you typically don't see in the articles, that the articles can tend to be those pieces of information that can really scare us, and we don't see what's on the other side of that word insolvency. But according to the Social Security Administration, even once we hit 2034, and if the trust funds are completely depleted, the cash flow that's coming in, so the taxes that are being received by Social Security, would still be enough to pay about 77% of the retirement needs for those that are already retired. So it's not like Social Security would immediately stop. There would still be enough coming in to pay about 77% of benefits. So what it would be what we'd be looking at is there's got to be some kind of reduction somewhere down the road.
So a reduction, though, that would require people to modify their lifestyle. that will have a massive impact. That's a 33% impact on that. But what now can lawmakers do if both programs are facing these types of cuts, right? If Social Security and Medicare start to tank, what should we as individuals be doing from a financial planning perspective? What should we be doing as individuals?
Yeah, and we need to look at it, and first off, we shouldn't respond in fear. So we need to always remember God is always still in control. So our first response, while it's not pleasant information, let's make sure we don't respond in fear, that we still acknowledge that God is sovereign over all these situations. What it's doing is it's basically changing the inputs. It's changing the math. It's changing the amount of responsibility that we need to take versus just trusting that the government's going to provide this level of support in our retirement. So now we're looking at the fact that it's probably going to be a reduced amount, especially for those of us, the farther you are from that retirement age, probably the more likely that situation is going to play out. So out of love for those who are retired or nearing retirement, my hope is that they protect what they've been promised and would reduce like the benefits to me or even younger generations, that's where they can figure out how to solve the problem, because we have the time to make changes. And for those that are in retirement or near retirement, it's a lot harder for them to change the math and start putting more away for their own retirement, where those of us that are 20, 30 years away from retirement or more, if we know that the math is going to be different, then we're not going to assume that the government's going to be providing that level of benefits for us. And because of that change in the math or change in that assumption, then we realize there's a greater responsibility for us to be funding our retirement. And the earlier we can do that, the easier it's going to be to do. And then it also can change the way that I look at how I save for, or why I save for retirement, because, again, out of that love for the older generation, I may need to actually save some to care for some of those people in that older generation that could possibly lose some benefits. So we can look at it in all different ways, but when we kind of get that focus off of ourselves and start looking at the complete situation and how we can play our part in it, I think it can alleviate some of that fear, but also just give us a bigger purpose behind it too.
So, Brad, we read the comments in the news that say, you know, well, we're covered, we're good for the next decade or so.
Mm-hmm.
How soon should we, who expect a reduced benefit, really take action on this? Is this something that somebody should be talking to you about this year, this month? How quickly do we need to respond and make adjustments?
It's like anything else. When we get new information, it's time to evaluate. So if you're nearing retirement, so let's say you're 65 years old now, you haven't started taking Social Security yet, it's time to consider, what does this mean to me?
Yeah.
And for that person, it may be a matter of, do I consider working for a couple more years and delay taking my Social Security? Because Social Security, for those who don't know, will continue to, your retirement income amount will continue to go up by about 8% a year until you hit age 70. And then at 70, it doesn't increase anymore beyond that. So maybe instead of taking at your full retirement age, you wait another year or two, or even all the way to age 70 if you can afford to, so that you're getting the maximum amount the Social Security is going to give to you. Some people will react out of fear and say, you know what, I got to go get my money now, and they'll actually elect early retirement. When I look at the full picture of retirement and realize that most people's biggest fear in retirement is that they're going to outlive their savings,
yeah.
One of the best things we can do is take what is a retirement income stream and make that as large as we can. Because that's an income stream that we're not going to outlive. I think the government will do everything they can to not reduce benefits of those that are already in retirement. So if we can delay our retirement income for, let's say, 2 years and make it an extra $200-$300 a month, well, that's $200 or $300 a month you're not going to outlive.
Yeah.
And I think it's an important consideration to look at. But there are other factors in there, too. It's not always about making that number as big as possible. So some people will still need to take earlier. But it's all about taking new information and making sure you're considering it. So for the person that's 50 or 40 or 30, it's time to take action now, because you need to make sure that you're properly funding your retirement. And retirement is such a big goal that one of the blessings is we got a lot of time to save for it, but most of us don't grab that responsibility and start saving back when we're 20 and 30 years old.
Yeah.
Because we don't really think about retirement. That's not really where we want to put some of our money. And by missing those early years, we miss the ability to be able to fund that amount of retirement.